The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Yuma Tasamaches Amad Beis. The Mishnah at the beginning of this parak says as follows: Haroya Kain Gadol Kshukayre. Someone that would see the Kain Gadol when he read the parashiyos of the Torah that the Mishnah explains. He cannot attend the burning of the par and soyer which were burnt out of the city. And whoever would watch and attend the burning of the par and the soyer, he would not be able to see the Kohen Gadol read from the Torah. Says the Mishnah, not because one is not allowed to watch both. There was a big distance between the two. And they both happened at the same time. So it was simply impossible to attend both. Like the saying goes, you can't dance at two weddings at the same time. You can't attend these two functions at the same time. The Gemara later on takes this one step further. The Gemara understands that the Mishnah is not only citing a fact that it's impossible to attend both. The Mishnah is actually saying a halacha. It's teaching us that one is permitted to go from one to the other. In other words, although it's impossible to attend both because they were located at locations apart from one another, nevertheless, what happens if somebody was at the location of one? For example, if somebody originally was in the Beit HaMikdash where the Kohen Gadol was going to be Korei read from the Torah, and they want to relocate and go to outside Yerushalayim where they would burn the par and the soyer, it's permitted. The Mishnah is telling you that you're allowed to go from one place to the other, and that's acceptable. It's just that you can't actually be by both places at the same time. You can't attend both at the same time. So to that, the Gemara asks, Pshito, of course you're allowed to go from one to the other. Why should there be any issue of leaving one function and going to the other? What's wrong? Who obligates you to be by either of these functions? So the Gemara says, "Now the Temek of Reish Lakish." I would think, like what Reish Lakish says, the Reish Lakish says, "In my view, now a mitzvah, umay mitzvah veidan hades melech." Says the Gemara, Reish Lakish, here there is really a mitzvah. The attendance of both of these functions are in fact a mitzvah. The burning of the par and the soyer itself is a mitzvah. The Kohen Gadol reading from the Sefer Torah is also a mitzvah. And not only is the burning of the par and soyer a mitzvah, and the reading of the Kohen Gadol a mitzvah, but even the attendance of these functions is also a mitzvah. Since a mitzvah is greater when it's performed in front of a public, and it's even more chashuv the greater the public, so therefore the attendance to either of these functions itself is a mitzvah, because you are enlarging the attendance of the function. By then that you're attending, there's more people in attendance, and the more people that are there, the greater the kavod is for the mitzvah, and therefore it's a mitzvah to be there in attendance. And therefore, we have a rule, Reish Lakish says that you're not allowed to pass over a mitzvah, which means that once you have a mitzvah in front of you, you're not supposed to abandon that mitzvah, even for the purpose of doing another mitzvah, unless one mitzvah is overriding the other mitzvah and has enough reason to override the other mitzvah. For example, every day we put on talis and tefillin, and we put in our talis bag the talis before the tefillin. Why do we do so? We want to make sure that we reach the talis before we reach the tefillin. Because if we'll reach the tefillin first, we'll have to put on the tefillin first. Being that we have a rule, Ein Mavir Na'ala Mitzvahs, you can't pass over mitzvahs. So if you reach the tefillin first, you'll have to put on the tefillin first. Although both the talis and tefillin are mitzvahs, nevertheless, there's a rule, Ein Mavir Na'ala Mitzvahs, you can't pass by the opportunity of doing a mitzvah. There are similar halachas that apply to the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. There, however, there is a reason why we have to put on the shel yad before the shel rosh, which overrides this rule of ein mavir in ala mitzvahs. So therefore, when it comes to tefillin shel yad and shel rosh, we say you should make sure that you bump into the tefillin shel yad first. Like this, you shouldn't have an issue of ein mavir in ala mitzvahs. However, if the situation did come up that you reached the Tzilin Shal Rosh first, nevertheless, you put on the Tzilin Shal Yad first. Whereas, when it comes to the Talis and Tzilin, if you did reach the Tzilin first, you're supposed to put on the Tzilin first. Although it might look a little awkward, although it's not as the Chatzchila, you should put on the Talis and then the Tzilin. However, the rule of Eim Avir Ala Mitzvahs would supersede that, and you would put on the tefillin before the talis, should you bump into the tefillin first. In any case, back to our sugya, so the Gemara says that I would think that once you're attending the Kohen Gadol, who is reading the Torah, or you're attending the burning of the par and the soyer, so then you can't leave that attendance to attend the other function. Kamash Malon, so therefore our Mishnah is telling us a chiddush that no, that's not an issue. You're allowed to leave one function and go to the other. So in essence, the Gemara is telling us that our Mishnah is not merely stating a fact, but rather our Mishnah is telling us a halacha. It's telling us a halacha that there is no problem, no issue of Ein Mavir Na'ala Mitzvahs to leave attendance of one function to go to the other. Why? And why is it so that there is no such issue? Says Rashi, because the lay ma'avir hu me'ak hasheini osik bo. This is not considered passing by the opportunity of a mitzvah, since you're not involved. Whenever you're not involved in the mitzvah doing something, like our case, you're only attending, watching the performance, which itself is a fulfillment of B'Reivan Hadis Melech, nevertheless, since you're not involved, that doesn't make an issue of Ein Mavir Na'ala Mitzvah. So this Mishnah with the Gemara that tells us an important halacha in Ein Mavir Na'ala Mitzvah has a very practical application. Although, unfortunately, we don't have a Beis Hamikdash standing, and therefore we don't have the Kohen Gadol reading from the Torah on Yom Kippur, and we don't have the burning of the par and the soyer. Nevertheless, there's a tshuva in the Sefer Machan in Yisrael, Simin Lamed Ches, that uses our Gemara to explain a certain shiloh. This Shailis, the Chumas Machane Yisrael, was asked, what's the halacha if somebody is attending a bris? And while they're there, they want to leave to attend a Shavu Brachos, or a Chasana, or vice versa. What if somebody is in the middle of attending a Chasana or Shavu Brachos, and they want to leave to attend a bris instead. Very often brisim are in the morning and shavah brachos are in the evening, but in the case there are situations when a bris is later on in the afternoon, and maybe a shavah brachos can be almost any time of the day, if the shavah brachos is earlier, what is the halacha in such a case? And also, while we're discussing this, we can discuss what's with, forget about if somebody's already attending one, and they want to leave one to attend another, but what if somebody has the option of going to a bris or a shavah brachos, and it's either one or the other, so what's going to be the halacha, which one should take precedence? So this Tshuva Machane Yisrael, he says, we have a raya from our Gemara. Our Gemara said that when it pertains to attendance of a mitzvah, there's no problem with Eim Avir Nala Mitzvahs. Even though usually we have a rule, Eim Avir Nala Mitzvahs, if you have a mitzvah in front of you, you're not supposed to leave that mitzvah even to do another mitzvah. Nevertheless, when the entire mitzvah is just in attendance, like watching the Kohen Gadol read from the Torah, then we don't say in Mavir Nala Mitzvahs, and therefore you're allowed to leave the attendance of the Kohen Gadol to go to the attendance of the burning of the par and the soya. So too, the Chayra, I should say, that if somebody is attending a bris, they can leave that bris and go to a shavah brachos, because again, they're not involved in the mitzvah, they're only attending the bris. And the same should be true vice versa. Leaving a shavah brachos to go to a bris. However, the Machane Yisrael says that the chayre, I should add another couple svaris over here, which would turn the tables a little bit. Says the Machane Yisrael, a bris and a shavah brachos are not considered equivalent, l'chayr. A bris, they make three brachos on the bris, and therefore all the attendees say three times amen to those brachos. Whereas the shavah brachos, Kishmoy Kainhu, there are seven brachas to say amen to. And therefore, the mitzvah of attending a shavah brachas is greater than the mitzvah of a bris. And therefore, there's more reasoning to go to the shavah brachas, and therefore you should be able to leave the shavah from the bris to go to the shavah brachas, which we said already, but perhaps the other way you can't do. If you're attending a shavah brachas, and you want to go to a bris, perhaps that would be prohibited because, or not advised at the least, because you are leaving a mitzvah that has seven brachas to attend a mitzvah that only has three. And then the Machane Yisrael says something even stronger. He says the attendance of a bris and attendance of a shavah brachas are very different from one another. In our sugyo, the attending of the Kohen Gadol reading from the Torah and attending the burning of the par and the sor are equivalent. They're both a mitzvah of simply adding to the b'rovam hadis melech, adding to the honor of the mitzvah by being present there, by having a greater presence of people. However, and by a bris, that's pretty much the same idea, besides that you're answering a main, but in the general idea is that you're attending the mitzvah, and therefore it's b'rayvah madras melech. However, by a shavah brachos, attending a shavah brachos is not merely b'rayvah madras melech. Your attendance there is an actual mitzvah of misameach chosen v'kalo. You are doing something. You're not just adding attendance. And therefore, being by a shavah brachos supersedes being by a bris. Because when you're by a bris, you're not actually doing a mitzvah. Whereas when you're by a shavu brachos, you are actually doing a mitzvah misameach chosin zekal. And therefore, first of all, if you have a choice of attending one or the other, you should attend the shavu brachos or the chasana. And second of all, perhaps once you are there by the shavu brachos, you can't leave to go to the bris. Although, when you're at a bris, you can leave to go to a shavu brachos. This idea that a shavu brachos is very different from a bris is found because by a shavu brachos, you're actually doing a mitzvah. Whereas by a bris, you're not actually doing a mitzvah. This chiluk is also found in the Igros Moshe. Igros Moshe, Yochayim, Chiluk Beis, Simen Tadihei, explains the same thing. That the attendance to a bris and attendance to a shavu brachos are very different from one another. Because attendance to a bris, you're not actually performing a mitzvah. It's the main mitzvah of making the suit of the bris is and the obligation of the father of the baby, and it's his mitzvah and obligation to get other people to come and to attend. Whereas by a shavu brachos, if you attend the shavu brachos, that your attendance alone is a mitzvah because you are being mishameach the chosin and the kal. So Moshe asks that l'chayra, this seems superficially, this would seem to be very shver. How could you tell me that the attendance of a shavu brachos is greater than the attendance of a bris? When, if anything, we find one halacha that seems to be fakert, that seems to be contradictory to this. In Yoredeya, in Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya, Tzimiyesh Samechei Sifu Beis, the Rama says that whoever doesn't attend a bris milah is like they're in Chayrim to Shemayim. And we all know that because of this halacha, that if somebody is invited and they don't attend a bris, they're considered menuda l'shamayim. Therefore, the minhag is that we don't invite to a bris. We inform people about a bris. But we don't invite them, because if we invite them and they don't show up, they're considered menuda l'shamayim. However, Shulchan Aruch never says such a thing pertaining to a chasana or to a shavu brachos. Nobody says that if you're invited to a chasana or a shavu brachos and you don't attend, it's considered that you're menuda l'shamayim. And that's why we all know that everybody gets invited to chasanas and shavu brachos. We get invitations in the mail weeks in advance, and we send back answer cards because there's no such issue. So this would seem to indicate that if anything, the attendance by a bris is greater than the attendance by a chasana and shavu brachos. So Rav Moshe says, no, it's not so. Although it's true that when somebody, this idea that if somebody is invited to a bris, they're considered menuda l'shamayim, is found only by bris and not by shavu brachos and chasana. Nevertheless, it's only because the attendance of the bris shows a great kavod to the mitzvah of the bris. And therefore, if someone's invited and they don't show up, it's a bizoyoin to the kavod of the bris, and therefore they're considered menuda l'shamayim. Whereas, as important as every mitzvah is, but as we don't find such a greatness by the mitzvah, by this specific greatness, we don't find by the chasana and shavu brachos. However, that does not tell us, says Rav Moshe, that the actual attendance by the bris is greater than the attendance by a chasana and shavu brachos. Nevertheless, it's still correct that attending a shavu brachos and attending a chasana is greater, because the actual attendance is a performance of a mitzvah. Although by a bris it's a tremendous kavod, but it's not an actual mitzvah. Whereas attendance to a chasana and attendance to a shavuot brachos, that itself is a mitzvah. And therefore, if someone has a choice of going to a bris or going to a shavuot brachos or chasana, they should attend a bris, the shavuot brachos or chasana. However, it's worthwhile mentioning the following idea. One of my Rosh Yeshiva, Abba Gerelik Zatzal, Rosh Yeshiva of South Fallsburg, he said over that he heard from Reb Mendel Zaks, the son-in-law of the Chafetz Chaim, as follows. Reb Mendel Zaks told him that the Chafetz Chaim, he worked over 30 years writing his work, the Mishnah Brura, which became the classical sefer explanation on the Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim. And he worked for years, over 30 years. For some people possibly would have taken 100 years. He had to gather and collect and work out all the opinions and explanations of every piece of the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch HaYim. Nevertheless, said Mendel Zaks, the main work of the Chafetz Chaim was not on the actual explanation and the gathering of the opinions to explain the Shulchan Aruch. Rather, his main work, his main time and effort was occupied by that he was machriya had a paskin. He had to decide what should be the final verdict. He had to choose between opinions, different cases where some opinions said it's mutter and other opinions said it's aser, and he had to give a final verdict on the issue. That's what occupied the greatest time. And to issue such verdicts, the Chafetz Chaim would weigh the entire issue. He would take all the opinions that said it's mutter and weigh them on a scale against all those that said that it's prohibited. And it wasn't only a matter of counting the opinions. It wasn't only that, okay, 10 say it's permitted and 8 say it's prohibited, so then 10 outweigh 8. No. Each opinion was given a weight. Some opinions had more weight than others. And then, after he gave each opinion a weight, with his tremendous seichel of why each opinion has the weight that it had, then he would weigh it on a scale, and whichever side overweighed was the final verdict. However, said Mendel Zaks, that wasn't the only thing that counted in weighing. When it came to a subject that pertained to Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, if it was a matter that could involve hurting somebody else's feelings or hurting somebody in any way possible, so that said the Mendel Zaks, the Chafetz Chaim would put that into calculation. That would also be given a weight. The same way the Chafetz Chaim added that into calculation, I believe that our sugya, we have to apply that to our sugi as well. There probably can't be any other nidoin that has this application as great as ours. When it comes to a question of going to a shavuot brachos or going to a bris, usually the greatest thing that we have to put into calculation is whose feelings might be hurt most if we don't attend their simcha. And therefore, the whole discussion that we had throughout this year is only pertaining when all odds are even, when there's nobody's feelings that are at stake, and it's only a matter of which mitzvah is greater. So then the choice between the shavuot brachos and the bris can be judged by the discussion that we had. Other than that, It might be for practical purposes, most situations will have to be judged according to a person's seichel, where they have a greater obligation to attend.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.